This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
The Gospel of Matthew strongly emphasizes the fact that Jesus is the fulfillment of all the promises that God had made to Israel. And it tries to show that Jesus is a new Moses. So, for example, the first Moses was a small child who was endangered by an evil king, Pharaoh. The second Moses, Jesus, is endangered by an evil king, Herod, and ends up in Egypt. First Moses fasts 40 days on a mountain. Second Moses fasts 40 days in the desert. The first Moses receives the law of Israel on a mountain. The second Moses, Jesus, gives the law in the Sermon on the Mount. And so in the Sermon on the Mount, we hear the Beatitudes, which include blessed are the peacemakers. And we also hear a new set of commandments that Jesus says the old law said this, but I tell you this. The old law said, hate your enemies. I tell you, love your enemies, pray for your persecutors. That he has turned the values of those old commandments on their head. And now, instead of seeing the enemy as the other, as the one who is to be hated, now we see that person as somebody to whom we should reach out, somebody who desperately needs our love, because the evil things that that person has done for us are a symptom of the brokenness of that person. This reminds me a lot of the film Gandhi. At a certain point in that film, Indians who are seeking independence have a demonstration outside of a salt work. And salt was a monopoly of the British Raj. Well, they decide to go up to the entrance to that salt work and allow themselves to be beaten by the guards without responding with violence. They're taking a little bit of the pain of the English Raj upon themselves so that those people might be healed. When we're dealing with our enemy, our greatest concern should be for their goodness, for their souls, and not our own. When we fight for justice, when we seek peace, it's not so that things will be good for ourselves, but rather for the other. Because the more we can reach out beyond our own selfish boundaries, the more we will radiate the peace that the world truly needs.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at FranciscanVoice.org.